When Hugh Jackson was hired as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, he quickly expressed confidence in the team's running back duo of Isaiah Crowell and Duke Johnson. Through three games in the first season of the Hugh Jackson era, both of those players have validated that confidence and are spearheading the way to one of the league's top rushing attacks after 3 weeks. At the top is Isaiah Crowell, who is tied for second in the league with Ezekiel Elliott with 279 rushing yards. A lot of that came on one big run in week two, the 85-yarder against the Baltimore Ravens, which stands today as the longest run by anyone in the NFL so far this season. But Duke Johnson, as he showed last week in his hometown of Miami, can provide that second boost to the running attack by running for 69 yards compared to Crowell's 79 yards in the most balanced rushing attack the Browns have shown in the last couple of years. The Browns currently rank fourth in the NFL in running the ball and second in yards per carry. This coming after a year in which the Browns were among the worst in the league rushing the ball until the end of the season, where they switched to a power running attack and got the best out of Crowell and Johnson. Moving forward, the Browns want to see even more of these two running the ball, controlling the clock, and running away games at the end and salting away that first victory. But the key is always balance. And as Hugh Jackson said earlier this week, there were some passing plays that were left on the field that could have gotten the Browns even closer to a victory in Miami. Looking ahead to this week, the Browns face a Redskins defense that is tied for 24th in the league in rushing defense. So look for the team to not only feed the Crow, but feed the Duke Sunday at FedEx Field. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest updates on the Browns and Redskins Week 4.